Nikki Barringer, Museum Guide. Picking up your device. Welcome to the Cathedral here in Palencia, and thank you for taking this audio tour. Before we start, let me just recap how to use the device. On the wall next to each painting, stop 3, Saint Sebastian of the Louvre. Go to just about any major art gallery in any capital in Europe, and there's a good chance you'll see a picture of a man looking heavenwards and with arrows sticking out of him. Now, it's worth remembering here that during the Renaissance, there were few opportunities to paint a male nude. Plenty, of course, for the female form, but very few for men. So this may have been the reason that so many of the biggest names from all over Europe rejoiced at any commission to paint Saint Sebastian. Titian, Tintoretto, Bellini, Bernini, Rubens, and Domenikos Theotokopoulos, best known by his Spanish nickname El Greco, all painted Saint Sebastian. Well, imagine you're a king or a very rich person and you don't want to be forgotten after you've died. So what do? Well, you get a pyramid built for yourself. It's got loads of chambers and long secret passages in it. And once you've died, you will be laid out there with all your favourite things like furniture and games and some food for the journey. Well, it's quite a long way to the afterlife, isn't it? Well, so the Egyptians thought anyway. Notably, the East End prostitute Marianne Nichols was working the streets of Whitechapel trying to raise the pennies needed to get a bed in a local doss house when she fell victim to the infamous murderer, Jack the Ripper. According to some accounts, she had raised the money twice over, but had spent it on drink before she went back out on the streets to sell her body one last time.